It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme here.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
That isn't just irresponsible. It's outrageous.
You're an idiot.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I was just waiting for the woo.
We all were.
Tomorrow on the program.
Yes.
A former WWE diva.
So she's no longer a diva?
She giving her house away, Beth Ann?
Come on in, Meredith.
Meredith, come in here.
She is, as I understand it, and she's mega hot. Have you seen a picture of this woman?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
She's giving her house away?
Yes, a contest.
Is it because she can't pay it or can't
pay
the mortgage?
We can ask her tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
And it's Marlena. That's what she was in the WWE.
Marlena.
Marlena. Yes, now, wait. Let's not jump the gun, Rob.
That was her professional
name. Let's not jump
the
gun, please.
I'm sorry.
That was her professional name?
Yeah, but she wants to be called Terry.
Terry?
Yeah, Runnels.
Of course, Terry Runnels.
So do I.
The sexy Terry Runnels.
How did you, you two talk about this? How did you find out about this lady?
It's all over the internet.
She sent an email to us.
Really? Giving her house away.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be talking to her.
Where is the house?
We could win.
Yeah, where is the house?
In Florida.
Oh, really?
I think she can't sell it. The market's
so
a little
hot.
Soft now.
Nice.
Having a tough time.
So she's giving it away as a contest.
She's giving it away as part of a contest. I think you have to write some type of essay.
Oh.
And it's $200.
I'll write an essay.
Is she that hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
The page is loading now.
Really?
So it should be any time
Big
now.
Big boobs.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Will she leave any furniture behind?
Boobies!
Like a sofa?
Okay.
A fabric sofa?
Thank you, Meredith. Appreciate that. Thanks so much. All right, before we get to it, all right, put Robert on hold. I don't know what Robert wants. Does he have a near-death? Has he got a bad cell phone again? Robert, are you on your bad cell phone?
I got the Bluetooth. Can you hear me?
It's bad, but go ahead.
No. I'll turn it off.
Okay. Robert, we've got a wonderful feature that you're going to enjoy coming up. Ooh, I'm just looking at Marlena right now.
Does your dentist know about the Bluetooth?
No, he knows about the brown tooth.
Robert, what can we do for you today?
30 days to Brazil, baby.
Oh, now, Robert, that is a place that I really want you to get, like, a decent phone line and call us when you're down there, because I really want to hear about your exploits down in Brazil, okay?
The girl from emphysema is coughing on my eggs.
Did you say the girl from emphysema?
Yep.
Very good. So you're going, how long are you going to be? Are you going to be exclusively in Brazil, or are you going to go to other South American countries?
I got to go through Panama.
Are you going to be on another one of those cruise ships?
No, man, I'm flying.
Oh, so you're flying to Panama, and then you're going to Brazil, right?
At the Copa, the Cabana.
Are you drinking?
I don't know.
Pull my pants down and grab the banana.
You sound very happy today, Robert.
You have not been this happy since we called you in the hospital and you were medicated.
Oh, yeah. I got the same feeling, Captain.
Oh, well, we're excited about your trip to Brazil. It's going to be your best trip ever. That's what I predict, Robert.
Brazil.
I don't want to know why I can't come in the studio on BYOB. That definitely means don't bring your own black.
You know, Robert? Come in on Friday.
No!
Yes, Rob. I'm bringing Robert in on Friday.
It's a beautiful thing.
You're welcome.
I'm coming.
You're coming on Friday. You know what? When you're happy, when you're upbeat, Robert, I like having you around, and I think you'd be perfect for BYOB Friday.
I did get some bad news today.
What's that?
I am by far the fattest person in my post office.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Still gaining the weight. Robert, we got to do something else. All right, Robert, come in on Friday, okay?
I'll see you then.
All right, see you on Friday. I might
later.
Have, all right, bye-bye. There he goes.
307.
That's Robert, the angry mailman.
You could regret that decision.
I just the spirit of the moment, you
I'm
know.
Kidding.
We had so much fun with I Will Survive, mm-hmm. and I enjoyed that, and I was feeling euphoric.
So where it stands right now, Robert is invited in, and we're not going out after Friday's
show. We are not going out after Friday's show.
Okay.
We are waiting till the 8th, the party on the 8th. We're not doing it this Friday. I'm going to the Big Apple. I'll talk about that tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
I got my big New York City trip. I'm very excited.
Have you called Regis yet?
Hi, how are you? Stop by and see me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, are we ready?
Yes.
We're ready.
All right. Let's fire it up here, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go to heaven.
All right, let's go to heaven right now. We have to see if we can all concentrate, because we are going to try. We're going to make a very significant attempt right now. Please hold hands.
Focus with us.
Rob, lengthen your arm a little bit so I can reach and touch. Here we go.
Hello?
We're going to try to communicate with heaven.
Hello?
I don't hear anyone yet.
We have to connect.
Maybe do a little om.
Om.
Doesn't seem to be working. You gotta try a little harder here. Can either one of you, like, give some sort of, you know, medium kind of chant, like, spirits speak to us? I mean,
what's her name, Arquette?
Not specific people.
Well, she was on the show Medium.
Trying to get to the spirits, Rob. It doesn't seem to be working.
Oh, ye in the great beyond, speak to me. The door.
It worked.
Everybody.
Hey.
How you doing?
Dino.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Dean Martin, as I recall, left us.
We're up here in heaven.
Hi, Dean.
Yes, sir. I got to go to the couch.
You sound funny.
I don't know.
It's that heaven connection.
This is what we call special effects.
You left
us. Everybody loves somebody sometimes. I got to go to the couch. I'm up in heaven.
Is it a couch you have up there?
I'm looking down on all of you. Look at you down there in your little nasty studio with the fart-stained chair.
Yeah, now you left us on Christmas Day, 1996.
Yeah, Christmas Day. What a day that was. I used to love my Christmas specials. There's nothing like those Christmas specials.
We loved you on television.
We all did. Love the gold diggers and everything else. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in heaven now.
Yes.
I've been up in heaven now, having a great time. Why Any am buddies I up there? Like Mayor Marion Barry?
Do you have buddies up there?
I got lots of buddies. I've assembled a great big bunch of people for you, Rob. All my friends are here in heaven sometime. Well, I got them all lined up. They're coming one at a time.
I'd love to speak to any one of them.
We only got one door. We got to come through one door. So I'm going to say goodbye. Right. I'm going to go to the couch. I'm going to bring back another celebrity.
This is kind of like the door on your show.
Yes, thanks so much. I'm going to do that right now. Goodbye.
Bye, Dean.
Good to see him, that's for sure.
The connection room. Oh, and the door opens again.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob Hope.
Yeah, like, wow. Yeah, how you doing there? How's it going? This is Bob Hope. Bob from Trucks Go Home. Wow, this is a good time, everybody.
Bob, I can't see you, but I can hear you, and you sound great.
Yeah, it's great to be here up in heaven. I tell you, it's wild. I'm dead, you know? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm throwing away that little toilet roll. I'm going to talk like this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob Hope. I'm up here in heaven. Things are going great.
Good.
I want everybody to know when you get up to heaven, it's just as bad as Earth.
How do you feel?
I feel like $1 million, all green and wrinkled. You know what I mean?
Now,
isn't that wild? Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob for heaven. I'm dead Hope. Yeah.
Now, do you have any lady friends in heaven, Bob?
I got lots of lady friends and not any right now, though. Not on this trip on the Heaven Hotel.
No, I just meant, I knew that.
I got Yvonne DiCarlo. She's up here. We've been playing a few checkers, you know.
Are you boning her?
I always look at her and go, hey, Yvonne, king me, baby. I wish I could hang along. What's that?
Dorothy Lamour.
Dorothy Lamour is up here. Yeah, we call her Hummer Lamour. Yeah. Isn't that great, baby? I tell you, everybody's thighs are just as firm as ever when they get up to heaven. We all get to be our perfect body state. That's what we do.
Are you boning Lucy?
Lucia Ball?
Yes.
Yeah, baby. I get to. That's right. You get to bang everybody. That's right, because we're good enough on earth to make it to heaven. You know what I mean?
Do you have any messages on this plane for Diller?
Diller, Phyllis Diller?
Yes.
Yeah, don't steal my.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, wow, I gotta go, all right?
All right,
see you
bye,
later.
Bob
Hope. I'll see you there, everybody. Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
Live to 100, Bob Hope. And now, who do we have?
I've got my mind back.
Mr. President.
Well, it's good to see you.
So you're all better now.
Buzz, Rob, how are you?
Good to see you, Mr.
Are you still a liberal?
Still very much a liberal.
Well,
sir.
That's wrong.
I understand.
I just want to say lower taxes and everything that I advocated in my day is what I advocate now.
Government is the problem.
Yes, sirree. We're having fun up here. Good. I'm awaiting some of my good, close, personal friends, and I'm also playing a little chess with Jerry Ford.
Excellent. Now, Ronald Reagan.
Yes, well.
Have you been watching the election?
Well, what election?
Okay, very good.
I would like to say I'm just as out of touch in heaven as I was on earth.
Good to hear.
Thank you. Bye. So long.
Who's next to the Heaven Hotel?
Here's the door again.
It's some wild stuff.
Johnny!
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
I love you.
Wild.
We miss you, Johnny Carson.
It's so sweet in heaven.
How
it's,
sweet is it?
It's so sweet, I actually saw a robin removing the sugar from his donut. A little message. Rob, Buzz, if you could just pass along to Ed.
Well, please.
My sympathies. I knew he could never manage his funds.
Yeah.
And I really wish he had his S together, but he's an idiot now like he was an idiot then.
Oh, dear.
Sorry. So long.
Will you be seeing him soon?
Maybe.
Good night, Johnny.
Okay, so we've had Johnny and Bob. Ronnie and...
Oh, g'day! Hello!
It's the crocodile.
Crikey, hello, mate. Hey. Boy, this is great. Have you been watching Shark Week on Discovery?
Steve Irwin.
Shark Week's incredible. That's right, mate. I got stung by a stingray. This is the left track, mate. How are you, Rob? Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Steve. How
crikey.
Doing?
Tell Bindi to stop going on TV.
Oh, Bindi the Jungle Cruise.
I think my wife's exploiting her, mate.
Yes, Terry. She is.
She's too young to handle snakes
right.
yet. Like dangerous, incredible pit vipers and dangerous little rattlers. But I like being up here in heaven. I'm still wearing me khaki shorts, too.
But you're ripped on the shirt there.
Ripped? Oh, that's right. You mean like I've been doing sit-ups, mate?
No, the rip where the stingray
wish
got
I could
you.
Hang out. Gotta go up in
so
heaven. Yes, sorry, mate.
Crocodile Hunter Steve
I thought
Irwin
it was a continuous loop. There
so
it
short.
Is again. Hello, mate. I'm still talking to the door shut. I don't want to leave.
Now, Steve, you need to open the door
no.
and leave.
Goodbye,
go
mate. Crikey.
They all have to go back.
And now who do we have?
I was very, very happy to be with each and every one of you.
Liberace.
Hi, this is Lee.
Oh, no, really?
Call me Lee Liberace.
I really wasn't expecting
nice,
you.
Nice to see you. Hello, Rob. It's just so nice up
what
here.
What a fabulous outfit.
I got a diamond
Lee.
Studded. Yes, I'm actually wearing my angel wings, my diamond
did,
studded
did
angel
Bob
wings.
Did Bob Mackie
that
design that for
yes,
you?
Yes. Hello.
You've missed so much. Things have changed so much. It's
how's
okay
that?
To be out of the closet now,
oh,
Lee.
To be an obvious gay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. I just think of the number of protégés I could have today,
yes.
right?
Indeed.
Yes. Why, whose laugh track is that anyway?
So Bob Hope, he left it behind.
Oh, Bob Hope left it. Isn't that nice?
But there's
Bob's
so many
such
nice people that
guy.
You would love to meet.
Yes, who would that
be? Show
business
note. Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, right. I can see him. We actually get cable television.
Billy
up
Bush.
Here. I just think Billy Bush is one of the nicest
like
talents
him?
I've ever
yeah.
seen. But Ryan Seacrest, he gets my thumbs up.
Sure.
You know I'll where bet. I'd like to put that thumb, actually.
Anderson Cooper.
Toodaloo. I've got
well,
a
finally, good
I've
to
got
see
a
you.
Fitting.
Thanks
I've got to go to.
Thanks
so much, Bob. Nice to see you.
So many people in heaven.
Revolving door.
And this is...
Who can make the sun rise?
Oh, Sammy.
Sprinkle it with dew.
So good to see you.
You'll notice that I would like to say, ladies and gentlemen, I've gotten my voice totally back
and
now.
And your yeah. eye.
Yes, my eye is completely healed.
You sound great.
I can see, ladies and gentlemen, I can see out of both of my eyes, clear as a bell.
Wow.
That's one of the fringe benefits you get when you go up here.
It's freaky.
And I want to say, I'm so grateful for all the cards and letters that Altavies received when I died. And now things are perky and wonderful. It's
you
great.
Look wonderful.
Mr. Bojangles.
Now you have, oh, I was going to ask him another question, but
Davis,
he's gone.
Yeah.
Sammy Davis Jr.
They come and go, Rob. They come and go.
So quickly, it's like Oz. And now in Heaven Hotel we have...
How you doing?
What?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Just, you know, up here enjoying myself as much as I can. You two are looking at me like you don't got no idea. Who I am. I'm the last person I was asked specifically to come out here and just kind of bring up the rear and just tell everybody. Everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's doing all right. And I just want to say I'm very happy to see that you two are looking well and maintain your health. And,
thank
I
you.
I wish you God bless. And I've got an appointment, too, because I'm the official chauffeur up here. And my name is Dale Earnhardt.
Dale.
I didn't recognize you
without the jumpsuit
yes.
and with the beard.
That's so nice. I know, Beth Ann, we got to take a break, but y'all take care and watch them races.
Good
know,
to see you,
don't
D.E.
Click, click, click. Y'all take care, all right? Thanks
care,
so much.
Signing out.
Nice being with you, sirree.
It's good to see you, Ann.
I don't know anymore.
Really?
Hammy! Hi!
Oh, look, it's the Godfather of Soul.
I wish we could stay a little bit longer, but we gotta go. And is this James Brown?
Hi, James.
I want all kids to be like James Brown.
How so?
And I just want to say next time we go to heaven, we'll have a few more people to talk to.
They'll be excited.
I'm breaking a bit of a sweat. The hardest working man in show business right now.
And heaven.
And we're going to come back with that audio vault you got, right?
I love the audio
hey,
vault.
Hey, how about Hot Pants? Hey, now. Thanks so much. We're going to take a commercial break and be back right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.